here in Colorado. This is Community Radio KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Highway 322.
Hi, it's Helen Forster from E-Town. The iconic musical legend Colin Hay, you may remember him from Men at Work, is with us this week, plus the incredible blues player Doyle Bramhall II. And we'll hear about what challenges certain young farmers are facing these days. All this in E-Town this week.
Sunday morning at 11 on KGNU.
Good evening, 7 o'clock. Time for Highway 322. A lot going on down here, so we're not playing a theme this evening, but you remember it and you know what Highway 322 is all about. Folk music, American folk music, and we have a special tonight all about Emmylou Harris and about all the people that she sang with and her beautiful songs and her beautiful voice. So stay tuned for that. We've got some possibility of snow in the forecast, wintry weather, it says, and a little bit more Friday evening, some chance of snow. So maybe winter is back. We can take it, right? Going to start right off. If you know anything about Emmylou Harris, you know that she loved her early partner, Gram Parsons, and she wrote songs about him and for him and performed with him. He came to a tragic death at a young age from alcohol and drugs and accidental overdose near Joshua Tree. But she's been carrying a torch ever since. She did Return of the Grievous Angel, and then she did a tribute album not that long ago, all songs written by Gram Parsons, different people, and the album dedicated to him. She had a band called the Nash Ramblers. She wrote a song on her latest album, Hard Bargain, which we'll hear. It's all about her dear friend, Gram Parsons. So we are going to listen to a song written by Gram Parsons, sung here by Emmylou Harris and Gram Parsons.
Won't you scratch my itch, sweet Annie Ridge, and welcome me back to town? Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, a good saloon in every single town. Oh, and I remembered something you once told me, and I'll be damned if it did not come true. 'Bout a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. We flew straight across that river bridge last night at 2:30. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye in the day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the grievous angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Pick it for me, Jane.
Thank you.
take my money for something that I've never been shown. And I saw my devil, and I saw my deep blue sea, and I thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head and a petting crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in there. Something you once told me, and I'll be damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you.
20,000. Love that song, Return of the Grievous Angel, featuring Graham Parsons there and Emmylou Harris. And we're doing a special on Emmylou Harris tonight. Sanford Barron is here with me. Hello,
hey, Ginger. Hey, great to be back with you.
Yeah.
We are a team.
We did a Woodstock special and something else we can't quite remember.
That's ridiculous.
So we team up from time to time.
Well, Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons, they were a team. I mean, before anybody knew who she was, they were just amazing. I always was, I just thought, oh, those are just great backup vocals when I remember that song.
Of course. And Graham Parsons, what bands was he in?
Oh, he was in the Byrds, the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Exactly. And actually, she was going to maybe be in the Flying Burrito Brothers. Chris Hillman.
Oh, right.
Of Flying Burrito Brothers. He introduced Emmylou to the other musicians that she ended up playing with, including Graham Parsons.
Yeah, it's just kind of amazing how that just chemistry worked. You know, she just she's such an amazing talent. What a voice.
She is. I'm going to play a song that she wrote a couple of years ago about Graham. But first, we just want to tell you a little bit about the fun drive that we're in the middle of, and request you to give us a call tonight. Go to kgnu.org, right?
Yep, exactly. And it's easy. You just go there and just a few steps and you could contribute, a one-time contribution, a monthly contribution, $5, $10 a month. If you really appreciate the kind of programming that we do here, do it. It's easy. You could do it in 10 minutes, maybe even 5 minutes.
Yeah, let us know that you like specials like this. I'm thinking that the radio is kind of a respite now with everything crazy that's going on. It's kind of like music as a healing source, especially because we're so addicted to the mainstream news and wanting to know what's closing next and what's going to happen. And it's so wonderful to have music as something in our lives that we can celebrate and have DJs who delve into certain things. And that's what we're doing tonight.
Ginger, how much time did you put into putting the show together tonight?
Well, I did a lot of research that I'm probably not going to use, including all the albums that she's ever done and who she's sung with and all that kind of thing. Probably 5 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so it's just this incredible kind of curation. And on Highway 322, you know, we have a whole team of DJs. I'm one of them also. And each DJ kind of has their own take. I love Ginger's shows.
Thank you.
The research and just your taste. So you're going to be in for a treat tonight in terms of what she is going to be playing. And our theme for the drive this year is media that matters, music that inspires. And hopefully tonight you'll enjoy the show. I'm sure you will, and it will inspire you.
KGNU.org. Emmylou Harris is 72 years old now, and she can't be really categorized very well as far as her music. These are some of the descriptions of her music: country, folk, Americana, country rock, country folk, bluegrass, Christian country, and outlaw country. I'm not sure what all that means, but she's a singer and songwriter. She's a beautiful voice, and she didn't write her own songs for quite a while, but this next song she wrote, and she started writing songs, oh, I think in about 2000. So she had an album called Stumble from Grace that featured a lot of her own songs. Going to feature this next song called The Road that she wrote. When did Hard Bargain come out, or most recent?
I think it was 2011. You know, you would think that she would have had... Actually, she's had a few more releases since then, but that, in terms of her original material, I think that was 2011.
Right. So this is a song about Gram Parsons, and these are just a few of the lyrics. She sings, I can still remember every song you played long ago when we were younger and we'd rock the night away. How could I see your future then, where you would not grow old, with such a fire in our bellies, such a hunger in our souls? I guess I probably loved you when those words rolled off your tongue. It seems like we were traveling under some old lucky sun.
Where you would not grow with such a fire in our belly, such a hunger in our soul. I guess I probably loved when those words rolled off your tongue. It seemed that we were trailing under some old lucky sun. I know I couldn't save you, and no. But don't
Emmy Lou Harris there. We're doing a special on her, singing about her dear friend, her beloved Graham Parsons, who died in September of 1973 of an accidental overdose of drugs and alcohol. The album was released, the one, Return of the Grievous Angel by Graham Parsons, was released posthumously after his death. And just a couple more lyrics from this song that Emmy Lou wrote. But down here under heaven, there never was a chart to guide our way across this crooked highway of the heart. And it's all about the journey in the end. Oh, this I'm glad to know. So I carried on. You can't be haunted by the past. People come and go, and nothing ever lasts. But I still think about you, wonder where you are. Can you see me from some place up there among the stars? Emmy Lou Harris singing about Graham Parsons, who really gave her her start. Emmy Lou has sung with so many people. She's done a lot of duets and accompanying different people, including Mark Knopfler. She and, he and she had an album, All the Road Running. Rodney Crowell has a couple of albums with her. She sang on Bob Dylan's Desire album, and a couple of albums with Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt, which were the number one album, actually, sold a lot. Also with Neil Young, Mary Black, Patti Griffin, so many people that she collaborated with. We're doing a little special on Emmy Lou Harris, and this is one of my favorite songs coming up. And we do ask you to give us send us an email, say, at kgnu.org, and make a donation to KGNU. And you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, online at kgnu.org.
Be a whole ball by the rain.
Emmylou started writing her own songs in 1985 with an album called Ballad of Sally Rose. She co-wrote all the songs with Paul Kennerly, who she ended up marrying. She was married to him from 1985 to 1993. And those songs are based loosely on, guess what, her relationship with Gram Parsons. Send us a note at kgnu.org. And we'd love to hear from you and know that you want to support this radio station.
Yeah, and there's some good reasons, because we actually have some thank you gifts. We have a CD from Joan Baez. We have Calexico, Iron and Wine. We have a CD from Jim Lauderdale. We have a Joni Mitchell.
Ooh, and, what Joni Mitchell?
This is interesting. A birthday celebration just released in 2019. Joni at 75.
That's a double CD.
Yeah.
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 That's
so
excellent.
If you do $100, and actually that gets us almost to our goal. Our goal is $120. All you really need is just one or two people to call and show us your love.
Or go to the website, kgnu.org.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep thinking, don't call. Go to the website, because no one's here to take your call, but go to the website. Also, one other thing I should mention is anyone who does go to the website and make a contribution, you will be entered into this drawing for one pair of full weekend passes with camping to the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. And those tickets are sold out. There's no way you could get those. So, I mean, just for that reason alone, it would be worth it. So,
yeah, that would be great. We heard Cup of Kindness, and that's from Stumble into Grace. She started off writing songs, as I said, for Ballad of Sally Rose, but Stumble into Grace was a later release featuring a lot of songs that she wrote, including that Cup of Kindness. Beautiful song. We're doing a special on Emmylou Harris here. She won 14 Grammys. She's had a career that spanned over 40 years, all here on Highway 322.
This morning is Monday, where are you now? Teasing my memory, teaching me how to lay low. When I don't want to. Well, love is elusive, this I know now. It's making me crazy, leaving me out in the open when I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
six white Cadillacs from Emmy Lou's Hard Bargain, the last release that she put out back in 2011. Now for really, I think, her most famous song. You might recognize it. And guess what? Boulder is in the title.
I don't want to hear a love song.
I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham. If I thought I could see your face. And I don't want to hear a sad story full of heartbreak and desire. Last time I felt like this, I was in the wilderness and the canyon was on fire. And I stood on the mountain in the night and I watched it burn. I watched it burn. I watched it burn. Emmy Lou Harris, another song sung to and for her beloved friend, Graham Parsons. Here's an announcement.
Support comes from Z2 Entertainment, presenting The Wailers with Polyculture at the Boulder Theater on Saturday, February 1st. Ticket information available at bouldertheater.com.
She writes, where are you now? Do you have food to eat? Shoes for your tired feet? Am I the one you were dreaming of?
And we
beautiful voice, the glorious voice of Emmylou Harris, whom we're celebrating this evening, Sanford and I, and you are too. That's from Wrecking Ball. It came out in 1995, produced by Daniel Lanois, L-A-N-O-I-S, a famous producer. He's done some things for Bob Dylan as well and many other performers. Okay, Sanford, we're down to 8 minutes left, but I did want to announce that St. Vrain Valley and Boulder Valley school districts just announced that they are closing all schools effective Friday. I think you know why. Anyway, Sanford, let's just have a little more talk about Emmylou and tell everybody about our fun drive here.
Yeah, you know, what I really like about Emmylou is just her... her variety. You know, she does honky tonk, she does really poignant stuff, her voice is beautiful.
She's got some rockin' stuff too.
She's got some rockin' stuff, and you know, she has a really a hot band that she plays with too. You know,
in fact,
they can
she
really
had a band called the Hot Band.
Right. Sorry about that.
No, that was a good little coincidence.
But you know, it just kind of reminds me of what we do here at the station is we just play all manner of diverse things, and that's what I really respect about Emmylou is just her range of expression, and same here, and I think you can appreciate that. This show, Highway 322, we just give you a whole diverse variety of folk, Americana, and not to mention all the, like, the probably the 30 other shows we do here. So if you really appreciate what we do, go to kgnu.org and make a contribution, contribute, be part of this community.
And let us know that you appreciate this show and this particular show, Highway 322, all the folk music we do, all the music shows we do. As I said before, Emmylou has performed with Mark Knopfler, who she has a duet album with, Rodney Crowell, who she's done a couple of duet albums. He was in her early band. Bob Dylan on Desire, she sang backup on that, and she did a lot with Graham Parsons, as well as songs about him. Really wonderful collaboration with Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt from an album called Trios, and lots more. She's got an upcoming tour, and she just performed the reprise of Last Waltz with her song Evangeline, which she performed in the original Last Waltz, and she just did that concert in Nashville, and Robbie Robertson performed in it.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And she also has a gig coming up with the Avett Brothers, and that's in Nashville with Rodney Crowell. Austin City Limits Live, she's doing Wolf Trap with John Prine, and another show with Los Lobos.
I mean, she's still going strong. I mean, she and her voice really is still terrific.
It is. 72 years old.
Yeah.
Going strong. Let that be a lesson for us.
Let that be a lesson for us.
Okay. KGNU.org. Probably time just for one more song here. Emmylou Harris special on Highway 322.
We don't all die young to save our spark.
traveling kind.
I love Emmylou Harris. I hope you do, too. I hope you've enjoyed this one-hour special, Emmylou Harris with Sanford and Me, and that was Crescent City from Cowgirl's Prayer. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Don't forget, you can go to kgnu.org and make a donation. We've got Ragtime America coming up with Jack Brummel and his guest, Carl, here on KGNU.
Good evening, welcome to KGNU, and welcome to Ragtime America, and welcome to Carl Armon, who is helping me out this evening. Welcome, Carl. And
good evening, everybody.
Can't hear you.
Well, let's try that again.
Can you hear me now? I like that a lot better.
It's like a cell phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes. I'm Jack Rummel, I'm the host of Ragtime America. Carl works on the third Thursday of each month, music from the area around New Orleans.
Yes, Dixieland Marmalade, and so it could actually be more than New Orleans music, but I'm such a big fan of New Orleans jazz that I tend to concentrate on that. So tonight we're sort of blending the two.
That's exactly right. We've got Dixieland Rags, I guess I'd call them, written for and by traditional jazz bands. Now, most ragtime originally was written for piano. But here are some that were never written for piano. Were written right off the bat for Dixieland jazz bands to play. So that's what we're going to do.
Sounds like fun.
And while we do it, we are also here to support KGNU's spring fun drive. We have a show goal of $120, and that can be done because it's been done before. So we'd sure like to encourage old members, or I don't want to call them old, that's not right, former members, present members, and new members to support us here at your public radio station here in Boulder, Colorado, and beyond.
And you're listening because you love ragtime music. And we're here because we love ragtime music.
Well, thank you.
Please show your love. And you can donate easily at kgnu.org. Click the virtual button that says donate now. Put the fun back in fun drive, the dough back in donation.
Sounds good to me. Let's kick it off here with a rag that has a very interesting history, in that we don't know what the history is. The author is unknown. It's listed as traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just sounds like the typical piece, tailgate piece following a New Orleans funeral, where the pace of the music kicks up and everybody has a good time.
So it's really upbeat then?
It's upbeat. It's called the 1919 Rag, and we have a version by the Chris Barber Jazz Band.
Okay, we'll get to that.